Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Media note from Barry Jackson says, beginning on Monday, Bally Sports Sun will be named FanDuel Sports Network Sun. Bally Sports will become FanDuel Sports Network Florida, all part of a national title sponsor deal between Diamond Sports, which owns Bally Networks, and Diamond. So there you go. FanDuel Sports Network Sun.
What's amazing about that is I don't care. Just tell me what channel.
Fair.
I don't know what the name of it has to be. As long as the channel's not changing, I'm good.
It's 100. Hey, listen, we've been through a lot of brand and name changes.
Yep.
As well as like it's a radio.com, it's Odyssey. You know, once you settle on a name, the people are just like, is the show still on? Where, you know, so the Heat game's still on. The Panthers game. Well, the Panthers games aren't on there anymore. They're on channel. What do you guys have? Was it 39?
39.
It's on 9 up here.
Was it the WB?
I think so.
A CW?
I think so.
I used to use that channel. I used to watch, what is the show? Green Arrow.
Yeah. CW, yeah. Remember UPN 33? The good old days.
They used to show Dolphins games on there. Right? Wasn't that on? Or Canes games.
I think if it was an NFL Network game, that would happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they have to show it locally. Like, they have to have it on a broadcast channel.
Right.
One thing we also have to have every single day.
That's right.
The Knicks bag. The Knicks bag is brought to you by Kawhi Leonard's knee.
That's right.
So it's coming in limping.
We're just trying to get through the day. We got a big weekend ahead. We got big sports.
You know, it's tonight. Rebecca's homecoming.
Oh, really?
So fair to say you'll be a couple. You'll be a couple Red Bulls in.
At 152, Leroy going to get his swole on.
Some push-ups.
Push-ups, sit-up. Pull-ups. Yep.
Big Spoon, where's my heavy bag? Yeah, we'll run on the front porch.
Yeah.
Are you a chaperone?
Put it in the driveway. Nah. I'm not allowed to chaperone.
I say do it anyway.
I scare the children.
Yeah.
So it's funny. Growing up, my dad would scare everyone around me. So...
If Leroy was a chaperone, we'd be back to COVID social distance.
Oh, I did it in the pool one time.
6 feet. 6 feet.
Hey, I told you one day I was watching Sunday football, and I look over at the corner of my eye like this, and I'm like, they standing as the pool fall, they standing kind of close. So I went in the back, put my bathing suit on, opened up the door, and then cannonball! Swam across. That's 6 feet.
Gotta be safe here, people.
Rebecca's like, Dad, you're embarrassing me.
Good.
He's That's like, so funny. I think I have to go home.
Yeah, you do? Oh,
leave us so soon?
It's just what a shame.
What a bummer.
What a shame.
The door's right there. Close
it was
the
hot. As soon as I got up out of the pool, I was glistening a little bit. Oh, yeah, I got him.
What do you got for us today, Marcos?
Leroy, tough. Another person who's tough, Javon Holland. Currently playing with a broken bone in his hand. But he's going to give it a go. Although he says he's not sure how hard it is to play with a cast. I guess we'll find out. This is...
Well, because they wrap it, and it basically looks like you have a ball.
Like a club.
On the top of your hand. Because they don't want you moving your hand at all.
Yeah.
So you got to figure out how to catch, how to tackle, right? Or in Joe Philbin's case, you will be forced to play man-to-man on the goal line against a tight end.
Oh, man. Who was that, Philip Wheeler?
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. You used to coach for the other team. You know what they do in the red zone. Why do we have Billy Club Louie out there with trying to guard a tight end?
Didn't he also call a timeout in favor of the Packers?
He called the timeout so they could get ready.
He's like, I got a little queasy. Queasy? Anyway, what did Javon Holland have to say?
This is him on the difficulty of playing with a cast.
Yeah, I've never really done it before, so it's my first time. But, yeah, I mean, I'm going to assume it's going to be a little difficult. You know what I mean? If I have to club it, or I'm not really sure yet. So, but, yeah, I'm gonna assume it's going to be a little hard. Catch the ball, whatnot, because, you know, it's kind of in the way. What?
There you go, Javon Holland.
Catching the ball because it's kind of in the way. Yes. Dude, I'm telling you, it is.
What's the worst thing you played with? Broken ribs?
Broken ribs. Broken ribs hurt because, like, you have, they put a flak jacket on you, and it's like a ceramic, like, vest.
This is the second broken ribs you had, or this is the one where the dude broke him again?
No, that was different ones. Huh. I had a bunch of, I've broken probably 8 ribs.
Jeez.
I broke ribs behind my scapula. I didn't even know I had ribs there. I thought it was my shoulder.
And here's Marco's making. Marco's making baby back jokes.
I have. I still got a mark.
You know I had one locked and loaded.
Here, I still have marks. Here, I'll show you. I still have marks. Look.
Oh, okay.
That's a rib. Yeah, I can feel it. Oof. From where the calcium deposited, and it didn't go fully together.
But like when, all right, so you go into these games and you know you're hurt. Are you trying to avoid people? Are you just like, it's going to hurt? Like, where are you at mentally?
Here's what I do, right? I go into the game and I say, I'm going to give you everything I have until I can't. And most of the time I've made it through the game because at some point I got pissed off. And if you get pissed off, if you make yourself, force yourself to get pissed off, the adrenaline will kill the pain. Now, the second after the game was over, I could barely move.
Jeez.
But I was able to get the adrenaline going, and it's getting hit the whole game. And then after the game, I remember 1 week, I would go to practice for the walkthrough and stuff like that, and then I would go lay in the hospital bed in my little thing to try to help it heal. And I did that all week and played that week. Oof. And then one time I broke them too bad, and so I had to miss a couple of weeks. And then when I was stretching to come back, he re-broke them.
Oh, gosh.
And that was just excruciating because when he was stretching me, the four people around me go, what was that? And I go, my ribs.
Like to my ribs. Like to take this time to apologize to Jalen Waddle asking for tough catches.
Hey.
Oh, I love that.
Now, I got hurt one time when I broke the ribs. I broke ribs in my on the backside because Vinny threw me a lollipop in the swing on the swing, and I reached up and dude hit me right in my thing, and I broke the ribs in my back because of the force.
Oh my god!
So yeah,
old brittle rib over here. I didn't realize. Jeez,
what?
How insensitive, Marcos?
Hey, no, because I'm gonna tell you like this. Nobody understands. All your core is attached to that. So if you laugh, cough, talk,
breathe,
anything, even, right? Move, everything, you can't take deep breaths. So you're playing the whole game like this.
Oof.
You take a little breath because if you take a deep breath, they expand. So, yeah, it was, and they put the thing on real tight, and dust constricts your breathing even more, and then you're trying to play a football game. And you can get sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. You don't really know, right? You don't really know until you get hit. Luckily, as a running back, I got hit right away. And everybody in the league, because of the injury report, knows exactly where your injury is, so they might as well put a damn bullseye on where you hurt.
Jeez.
They go, hit him in the midsection.
Oh, no.
Wow.
The fourth one.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Something that feels very similar to a punch in the ribs is unfortunately seeing the success of Giancarlo Stanton in the playoffs.
Well, but see, here's the deal. The Yankees can afford him missing all the games he misses.
Yeah.
The There's no way the Marlins could be able to do that, because he would be a bigger piece of the Marlins if he were still with them.
We'll never know. I mean, they shoved him out the door, so, you know.
Right.
Well, and then they were like, could you go to the team we want you to go to? He goes, no, I have a no trade clause. I'm going to go to the team I want to go to. And then, I mean, just Weasel Jeets is just sitting there smiling as he delivered Giancarlo Stanton right to the Yankees. Not fishy at all, dude.
Now you have a lineup of Aaron Judge, who hits a home run, and then immediately after,
swung on and hit in the air to center field and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Jason, Stanton, you on that?
And Judge have hit home runs back to back.
Jason is going wild. Yeah. Wow.
What?
Listen.
For a second, I did look at Jay Fig. Like,
I thought it was Jay Fig, right?
Was that you?
What?
Swung on and hit in the air to center field and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Stanton and Judge have hit home runs, a back-to-back, then a belly-to-belly. And the Yankees take the lead. Giancarlo, non si può stopparlo. He homers, and he and Judge hit him back-to-back.
I can't believe this guy got to take all year off, and he gets to come back for the World Series.
That's what I'm saying.
By the way, you want another Marlins subplot we could be headed for? Now, he's hurt right now, but could be back for the World Series. He's dealing with a sports hernia. But our boy, Miguel Rojas, and our boy, Jazz Chisholm, they hate each other.
Ooh.
I mean, they...
Where is he? He's with the Dodgers?
He's with the Dodgers. Ooh. He's been hurt. Kike Hernandez has been playing and killing it, by the way.
Oh, wait. So now I got to change my...
You can. I mean, listen. We're just gonna sit back. We're innocent bystanders.
I know. So I can change my. I can change. Like I kind of. I like that's. That'd be some good side action that only we would understand, right?
Jazz versus Miggy Rowe.
Yeah.
Man, we're gonna hate each other.
Ooh.
Yep. So, just something to keep an eye on for our just sad Marlins drama that's off here to the side.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's a bad option, I think, right? Like, Yankees-Dodgers, that seems like the correct option.
That's the one. That, of course. Listen, Cleveland's
going to have... Yankee-Dodgers is what baseball wants. Yeah.
Dude, trust me when I tell you, Cleveland's going to have to do it with, like, Leslie Nielsen back there behind the plate if it gets to a dangerous spot. 100%. Because they are going to go every kind of trick in the book to get Dodgers-Yankees.
Some guy just skipping it out.
Yep. That's definitely happened. It's gonna make what Eric Gregg did in the NLCS to LeVon Hernandez like child's play. They're like, strangely enough, we're bringing Angel Hernandez back.
What?
Okay. Out of retirement. Great. I mean, I don't. You guys don't want to see Mets Guardian. I mean, come on. It's gross.
I don't want to see Mets anything.
Yep. It's fair.
Other than getting bludgeoned by the Dodgers.
In my own personal, you know, I would like to see the Cavs. I mean, not the Cavs, but the.
You and Kelsey. Kelsey's excited.
The Guardians.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Patrick Mahomes had to come out yesterday and say, I'm rooting for the Royals.
Well, they're
gone, Patrick, because Travis Kelsey's all excited. And Kelsey's like, well, I'm a Cleveland kid. I root for Cleveland.
Right.
Gross. So,
really?
What? I got time for one more, or should we wrap it up?
Yeah, we got time for one more. It's a Friday, baby.
It is a Friday, huh? Let's check in on Leroy's boy, Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, I thought you were going to say who just recently signed. What? Eli.
Oh, Eli.
Oh, your boy. Yeah.
I would just send Jim a message, and it's going to say double move.
So be like, brilliant. This
what
is
the hell are you talking about?
Jim Harbaugh and his medical situation.
I talked to the cardiologist before I came in here. Got some test results back. The heart of an athlete is a direct quote from my cardiologist. So that made me feel good. And he said stress test was really good too. I think he used the word incredible. I think he did. My stamina was was incredible, and heart got stronger as it was more stressed. So, yeah, back in rhythm. Hopefully that that sticks. Got the monitor on, so good news. I took that as a compliment. Blue Twisted Steel, feeling good about that.
Blue Twisted Steel, you sure it's not Blue Chew, Jim?
I feel like Donald Trump wrote that like speech for him.
You know how like Mike McDaniel's sitting here and he goes, well, I would never go against the medical experts. And the guys, Jim Harbaugh goes to the medical experts. He goes, you know, you could take it a little easier. He goes, could I? Could I? He goes, you're probably fine. You're probably fine.
Heart of an athlete.
That's what I like to hear. He goes, you know, I was an athlete. He goes, you have the heart of it.
No one has more stamina than me.
Is that the same guy that says, like, he says, I have a heart of a lion?
I don't know.
You know, they just, like, yeah.
Heart of an, I don't think it works like that, Jim. What are you, secretariat?
But they do, like, when you get your heart tested, I just got mine. They say they age your heart. So they say I have a young heart. Like, man, they have to keep checking my heart because my beats per minute is like 50.
And they go, a lot?
Or no, it's very low. And they go, well, why? I said, because I'm a calm dude. They go, really? What? Like, it's like just our conversation with you.
It's because they're listening to the show. And they're like, how is it a calm dude next to Tobin?
Everybody thinks that I'm mad all the time, and that's not the case.
Mr. Horton, it's very strange. Your heart level is very calm, and then 10 to 2... They go off the radar and then they come back real calm.
That's just it. It doesn't. Everybody.
Did you have the little monitor that?
I've used it because my Mel said the same thing. She got, everybody says, you got to calm down. It's like, my heart is fine. Look, I'll do the thing during the show.
Yeah, but wasn't she bragging about her heart?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Because we went and got the free heart scan.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I was a zero, no threats. I'm like, yeah, because you're married to me. I get all those threats out of the way.
Look at that.
Take a break. Back after this.